Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Junior Urias, owner of Up and Smoke Barbecue and Texas Barbecue Pitmaster Champion.
You know, like I said, I started cooking in competitions and stuff like that, and I think it's brought me to where I'm at today in my catering business. You know, I've created the craft barbecue, what we call it, and, you know, a lot of the customers love it. The oil and gas in my area is real big. You know, we're here in Midland, Texas, and it is oil and gas. That's all it is. And, you know, we are a big company as far as catering. We cater to all the majority of the big oil field names, and we're very known for the quantity high catering business that does very well with our barbecues and steaks and stuff like that. You know, it's honestly built my business to where it is now. You know, the oil field and the oil field companies around this area has been good to me, and we've been good to them. So, you know, I think, you know, that's where I'm at now as far as moving on to the restaurant. That's how we're getting built, and we're really doing it because, you know, there's a lot of companies and stuff that want us to go ahead and build a restaurant, and we're doing it. I think it's a huge impact, you know, for us to be part of the whole business, oil and gas in this area, and, you know, it's brought my business to where it is today.
Does the oil and gas industry ever ask for anything off menu, I guess, or do they pretty much just do the regular catering menu?
Absolutely, we do. You know, we do the traditional, you know, our brisket ribs, chicken, sausage. You know, we do that as a normal catering, I would call it. You know, we also do steaks. We don't do steaks for everyone, but if they really want us to do steaks, we do steaks. We do inch and a half ribeyes, and I'm telling you, they just come out phenomenal. They're just as good as my barbecue. You know, our recipes are good, so we do steaks also. Steaks and shrimp. When we do corporate companies' parties, we do, sometimes we get the request to do whole hogs. So we also do whole hogs. That's a big request that we get, and you know, I think that might be a little. I think that's about where we limit it, because we want to keep everything. We just don't want to. Sometimes we get asked to do Mexican food and stuff like that, but we really try to stick with our barbecue and our whole hogs and our traditional menu and steaks.
How about outside of oil and gas? Restaurants you mentioned. Also, I wrote down sauces. Are you distributing sauces anywhere? And is your restaurant in operation now? Is it being constructed? Talk to me about your restaurant and sauces.
Well, the sauces, I've created a seasoning called Junior's Rubber Grub. It's been on the market for over 10 years. You know, I created it I came across for my cook-offs. So I created it, and now that's what created my sauce as well. So, you know, our seasoning's been used by teams all over the United States, and then now some in foreign countries are using it, and they're winning with it on a daily basis. So, you know, my business became created because of my seasonings. That's how I started my entire business, so... Junior's Rubber Grub is a big impact to my business, and it's kind of how it was started. So we got that going, and then, you know, we're currently building a restaurant now, Jason. We got the walls up. It's a 2,500 square foot building. We're going to make our craft barbecue, and, you know, occasionally I think we're going to do a steak night, so... That's kind of where we're at right now at this point, and we're looking for July, late July, to open up here in Midland, Texas.
Well, exciting. You got some new endeavors, and you got sounds like you'll have a new distribution location for some of your old endeavors. All right. I like to give guests final thoughts to let the conversation go whatever direction they want, if they want to reiterate something, if they want to bring up something that we didn't talk about. The floor is yours, Junior Urias, Up and Smoke Barbecue.
I think being here in Midland, Texas is going to be a good deal for us. It already has been, you know, like I said, we built our business from nothing. We started from nothing. We are where we're at because of the business here in Midland. We've created a good clientele with the biggest names in the oil and gas industry. So, you know, I'm excited for our future in Midland, and we will see how any other future cookhouse might go as well. At the moment, right now, we're just going to be focused with the restaurant. We're going to try to get it going real good, and, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to right as we speak. And for the next couple of years, that's what we want to keep on pushing. So we'll see how it goes.
To listen to the full-length interview with Junior Urias, owner of Up and Smoke Barbecue, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Hey, Mockingbird, Mockingbird, well, where are you gonna sing? Where are you gonna sing? Where are you gonna sing? Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Quick, Jack, who don't jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Front porch sand, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Oilfield Report listens to the oil patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oilfield Report's vision is to be the oil field's most centric online source to build a place where the oil patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oilfield Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oilfield Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.